Blog Talk Radio.
Skeletor to King Randor! Skeletor to King Randor! Come in, you royal boob!
You're an idiot.
What's up, Miami? Who's ready for the weekend review? Time to introduce the main host, Fixin' Jay!
This is Vixen J, and I am addicted to pandas, French vanilla coffee, and Steve Aoki. Let me introduce to you my co-host, my partner in crime, Faith.
I'm Batman.
I'm a Mario.
I'm Batman.
I'm a Mario.
Well, Vixen, that is true, but that's my alter ego. My real name is I'm Batman.
Are you pondering what I'm pondering?
I think so, Brain, but how can you have a duck dynasty if none of the people are ducks?
God damn it, Pinky. Can't you get at least one fucking thing right?
That was weird.
That totally was weird. Well, you guys, if you're listening to me, we're going to destroy your brain cells for the next hour.
Yep.
Welcome to the Weekend Review. Today is Wednesday. Tonight, we have some amazing and fun stuff for you.
Like, what happens when you summon the Shadow of Santa? We give you, our listeners, the team that they created. And, of course, is Disney trying to make a quick buck out of all of us?
Always.
This is DJ FaZe, and you're listening to another episode of the Week in Review, only on the EO1 Network.
Bye-bye.
Your phone is going off because Big and Slim have become Periscope horse.
We were going to Periscope before we got in the air, but you know
I didn't put on my makeup today. Yeah. We drank wine when we ordered pizza in the studio.
Like, I was on Periscope all day today watching people from Vegas. And I'm like, I want to go back.
You know what's funny? Our jefe Lucio introduced me to Periscope when Lucas was in town. Mm-hmm. Then I became a Periscope whore. Mm-hmm. And then I introduced Periscope to everybody in committee.
Yep.
And now everybody's a Periscope.
I love it.
I love Periscope.
I mean, you interact with people. I was like interacting with some guy in Vegas. They also like trim the beard. Like,
no,
man.
You interact with your famous DJs, famous people. We do some of our interviews on Periscope.
Yep. So it's very cool. So what do we have today?
I want to give shout outs before I forget. Shout out to DJ Lozano, hashtag Lozano Shake, hashtag the Pandemonium Rays, and his amazing girlfriend. They are my favorite Rays couple. And last but not least, shout out to my new bestie, my Aoki girl, Safi Escobar.
I have a shout out to a woman that's following me back on Twitter, Official Rez. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, right. About that.
She can go kiss my, whatever, my bumpers. So if you guys want to call on the show, it's very simple. It's 516-387-1667. I know it's 8 o'clock at night, guys, and you guys are probably watching, I don't know, what on a Wednesday because there's nothing.
What's on Wednesday? Today.
Nothing. That's where we do our shows on Wednesday.
Nothing.
And of course, you guys can also visit our website www.elementsonight.com, where we actually have a shop page now.
Yes, we do.
Yay! I actually made it finally.
Thank God.
So.
So what are we selling there besides dildos and midget strippers?
Shit. That's about it. An Uber.
An Uber.
Where you can go pick up some of that stuff and midget.
No, seriously, what are we having in our store? What are we selling?
Oh, right now we have a comic book store in there.
Yes.
We have Uber.
Yes.
We have Loot Crate.
Yes.
I'm working with Yoa Sakura.
For the Unlikely Hero store.
So I have his store. It's under construction.
Brooks Plastic Surgery.
Brooks Plastic Surgery is going to be on there. So a lot of shit.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of stuff. Very cool. I'm very happy about it, finally. Mm-hmm. And we're going to actually have t-shirts pretty soon being on there and all that. So
mm-hmm.
A lot of branding. So. This weekend was amazing.
It was amazing. It was our final Kiss Goodbye to One Night in Miami at Space.
Which I DJed.
You DJed along with our good friend Immortals.
Yep.
He killed it.
And DNA was there. Amazing set by Mighty and Gene Gerard.
Ed Slide
also. The whole entire committee family, thank you for the people from committee that actually stood there, listened to my music, even though I had somebody kind of brushing me off a little bit. You know, I don't know. You guys will actually have a full set one day of me. I'll probably do something, not this week, but next week for you guys.
Absolutely. So. But, I mean, a lot, with the little bumps, it was a hell of a night to see all of our families and friends and our committee family all under one roof supporting one another. It was cool how we'll go from one room to the other to show love and support, mm-hmm. how we were, like, texting each other in our committee chat, saying that they had a killer set. I mean, committee, we're not just a promoting team. We are family. And for those of you that are part of committee, you know this.
I do want to give a shout-out, though. It's to SpiderBane_CGC.
Oh, yeah. Byron told us about
and
that.
And Gem_Mint. Because those guys, I mean, they have comic books that are graded. And they sell them. And they're graded, people. Like, they're already in the seal graded. So they paid the money for grading. And, of course, it's only for, like, 100 or whatever. But they're doing a contest to give out some free ones. And I'm like, yo, like, that's a big thing for them to do.
I want that Wonder Woman.
I want the Star-Lord one. That's amazing.
Hint, hint, if you're listening.
Yes.
So what else did we do? Saturday?
We...
Chilled. Because it was raining.
Yes. Sunday?
Well, it was Zootopia. I know a lot of people went out to Zootopia.
Yes. But... We couldn't because we were chilling.
We're still tired from...
Sunday, we chilled. Monday, we chilled.
It was a very vegetating weekend. Not much going on.
We didn't go a lot. But this weekend, we have Boris at Heart Nightclub. It's the official opening of the club.
Yay! It was the original Nocturnal. Then it was McCoy.
Now
it's Heart.
It's amazing. If you guys have ever been to, I think it's Disco 10 in Ibiza, I think it is.
Yes, it is.
That's exactly what it looks like right now.
They will be bringing the carnival feel to the club. So get ready for a wild and crazy night.
And Boris is amazing. The guy's from New York.
Boris will be up in the terrace.
Yes.
And then top 40 downstairs.
Yes. I don't know if downstairs is open just 100% yet.
Okay.
It might be.
We don't know.
But you guys are in for free until 1 o'clock. All you got to do is say three magical letters. It's E-O-N, and that's it.
Ladies 18 and up, guys 21. Also, if you want to party like a baller and kick the weekend in the right way, we have VIP specials. It's $300 for 5 people. So do the math, people. For $60 a piece, you get to chill all Gucci and VIP the whole night.
The hell is all that Gucci crap? Who are you?
I've been hanging out with Jessica Thompson.
Yes, you have. The New York part. The New York stuff is coming out of your mouth. So we also have Roger Sanchez and David Tort, which is just announced that David Tort's going to be there at Close Space this Saturday. Of course, you get in for free until 1 o'clock. Same thing, ladies 18, guys 21.
EON at the door.
That's about it. And Sunday, we got Fool's Gold Day Off.
Woo! With Flossy Thomas, Layback Luke.
Layback Luke, A-Track. Alice in Wonderland, Rome Fortune, Post Malone, Too Many People, Sleepy Tom, Bosco. Bosco's going to be there?
Yes, sir.
Wow. Well, you guys can get tickets for that event. All you got to do is click on our website, click on the contact, email us, and I'll go meet you guys.
It's for hard copy tickets.
Yes.
They're $40. They're $46 online. It's all ages.
Yep. So, check
we'll
it out.
See you there.
We'll be there. It's going to be an amazing event. And, of course, this Saturday for all my little... comic people out there and cosplayers. We have UltraCon, South Florida at the Adrian Art Center this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
It's their first time.
Free.
Let's make them feel welcome, Miami.
And when you're done from there, you go to PDQ on 101.
And Flagler.
And basically, you'll have a pirate ship. Pirate.
Yes, their monthly theme this month is pirates.
So when you're done with UltraCon, drive over to PDQ.
That's what we're doing.
That's what we're going to do.
We're going to hang out with the pirates, interview some friends and family.
I mean, I'm going dressed as Skeletor to UltraCon, but I'm not going to go to
PDQ.
We are
not going
to
have a live show. No live show this Saturday.
We won't periscope it.
But we will periscope, and we'll probably be getting some interviews at the SuperCon and the PDQ as well.
Yep. And then,
you know what we didn't mention about the SuperCon?
What?
If you're going to go dressed up, they have themes. You could go as a pirate. Fantasy or steampunk.
So that's why I'm going as Skeletor and you're going as steampunk.
Steampunk.
So this past weekend we did do something. We went to a comic book store.
Yes, we did.
And it was the most amazing comic book store I've been to.
And in Kendall.
It's in Kendall. It's Max Comics and Collectibles. It's on 2687 Southwest 87th Avenue. I know because I made a commercial for it.
Yes.
So that's all I know. We got a bunch of comics this past weekend.
I mean, it's a little hole in the wall, but once you walk in, they have so many comic books that I didn't even think existed.
No, it's the same thing. Like, I've seen the list every week that comes out, but I didn't know that there was that many comics. They have the sleeves for you. They have the boxes.
They have collectibles.
They have collectibles. I mean, I found inside the 99 cent bins, which is an amazing bin, was Flash Gordon.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm a huge Flash Gordon fanatic from the back of the day.
Right.
So I had to buy it. Why not? For 99 cents, of course I'm going to buy it.
And I started my collection on the Bombshell series.
Yes.
With Wonder Woman.
I had Wonder Woman and I forgot the other girl.
It's the girl Aqua person.
Yeah, the Aqua girl. And then, of course, I got the Justice League, which, of course, Batman is in the middle of a chair.
Oh, God. Because
he's God. It's a dark side series. And the cool thing about them is that you can actually reserve your comic books.
And they hold it for you.
So you can do a subscription and they'll hold it for you. I'm actually going to do that with my whole entire Justice League now because I'm actually fanatic about it.
I'm doing it with my Bombshell series.
Your Bombshell. And they even have the comic book that I freaked out when I saw it, which I have to go get it. It's Howard the Duck.
I know, I saw that.
I was like, I have to buy it.
And you know what else they had? Barbarella.
Mm-hmm. So I think I have to get it. Now, Darth Vader number 8 came out yesterday, and my name's on it. I have issue number 1.
Your name's on it? You wrote it?
No, I didn't write it, but I'm going to go pick it up because I want to get number 2 to 7, and I just want to keep on with that series also.
Okay. So, another cool thing about this store, not only is it local in Kendall, I mean, I love Tate's, but Tate's is so far. This guy is local.
Mm-hmm.
The staff that was there, he was very friendly, very knowledgeable, super willing just to talk to you and chill.
Yep.
You know, I want to like get a hold of the owner. Maybe one day we could just interview him there, or if they have an event, be a part of it. Because
mm-hmm.
I think comic books is a dying
It is, but I don't know why.
Because I guess mainly people are doing more of the online, because you do online reading comic books as well.
Well, what I do is, it's with Marvel, because Marvel has a digital copy inside. So I'll open the comic book, I'll peel the little thing so I can get the digital copy.
And you preserve
the
comic.
And I'll reclose it, and I preserve the comic.
That makes sense. But yeah. I mean, collecting comic books is a dying art.
It is.
It's not as big as it used to be in the 70s, which is where all the comic cons actually originated.
Mm-hmm.
So to actually walk in there and start this whole hobby again, I think it's amazing.
Yep.
And the fact that our kids are actually growing up seeing us collecting comic books and growing the love of comic books in them is mm-hmm. awesome.
Yeah, so I mean, it's something that I'm very happy about, and I'm glad we
found this. We're
definitely
going to keep going there.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And, of course, we have a poll on our website, which I finally put up yesterday.
Who's better, Major Troopers or Major Wrestlers? No?
Which faction of Captain America Civil War are you going for? Is it Iron Man's team or Captain America's team? And I did put the teams that each person has.
Okay, so Black Widow has?
It is on Iron Man's team.
I'm voting for Iron Man.
There you go. And, of course, you have now a wonderful guy that's doing something.
Who?
Lozano.
Oh, yeah. So, my peeps, you want to go on vacation, money's a little tight, you're doing all that great cruise with all the perks and all the bells and whistles. Our friend Damien Lozano works for Norwegian Cruise Line, and he reached out to us, and he said that they have a lot of specials going on. I mean, you could go to places such as the Caribbean, Western Mediterranean, Bermuda, you name it, he could hook it up for you. Feel free to contact him. His name is Damien Lozano. His number is 954-514-4583. His email is dlizano, LIZANO, at ncl.com. Call him up and tell him Vixen J sent him Lozano Shake.
What's going on, fans? Do you love to party? Do you love the EON Network? Well, check out www.elementsandnights.com as we give you 24 hours worth of news and updates from Comic Con to music events, video games, and more. Check out your favorite host's tweets and thoughts. Stay up to date with the lineup with the EON Network, and it's all in one place. So what are you waiting for? Check it out now! www.elementsandnights.com.
Right before that part comes on where I do a snarl, that part, I go to her, you're going to start laughing in about 2 seconds. She hears it and that's it. That's why right now it's giggity.
Because I swear to God, you were taking a shit when you did that commercial.
No, I mean,
lies.
It's real hard to do the Ultimate Warrior voice.
I know, you did it when we didn't have any commercials.
Yeah.
And you spat all over my face. It was disgusting. Moving on.
So yes, great news for all you Star Wars fans. It's going to open up 2 days early.
Get out!
Yes, it is. If you live in France or the UK.
Oh.
So go screw yourselves, the United States.
Yeah, I'm all excited for nothing.
Everybody right now is like, oh, everything with that was, oh my God, it's going to happen. Yeah, I know.
You're such an asshole. Wait, wow, what a way to get blue balls.
But the other thing is that, pretty cool. I mean, Star Wars is all amazing. I don't really care.
I mean, we already made plans to go see it in IMAX.
Well, we're seeing IMAX. So once they tell me that the movie tickets are available, I'm running and I'm buying them. I'm missing work. I don't give a crap. Those tickets are going to be mine.
Yes.
For all of us. And then Warner Brothers rumored to be pushing more Batman and Batman vs. Superman. You want to know why?
Why?
Batman's cool.
No. Because
yes,
they're running out of ideas.
No, they're not. My book that I put out there today was pretty funny.
Who was it that said that when they're asking between Batman and Superman about the movie, the concept, he said something like, it's about neither or. It's about something, something.
I don't know. Wasn't it me?
No, I think I read it somewhere. I'll find it. I'll find it. I'll share it with you guys.
So, also, there's a rumor that Mega Man is going to come out of the movie.
Lies!
That'll be pretty badass. And, of course...
Depends. If it's, like, animated, yes. If it's, like, in the the computer graphic life thingy,
mm-hmm.
Wonderful. If it's, like, pixel with, like, real people, no.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. Of course, your girl, again, is on the news.
Rhonda. Armbar Nation. It's said to star in Roadhouse Reboot.
Every time I hear Roadhouse, I think of Peter Griffin kicking his wife in the face. Kicking everybody in the face.
Every time I hear Roadhouse, it reminds me of the story that just happened. Full Throttle Saloon.
Mm-hmm.
Break down.
Well, they will rebuild.
Lies. They haven't said anything yet.
Well, they did. They thought they will rebuild.
No.
There was
no talk of it.
Oh.
I mean, for those of you who don't know, basically... the EDC version to ravers to bikers.
Okay.
They meet once a year in Sturgis for like the whole week. It's like, it's a huge acre with like 20-something bars, and every bar has something different. Then they had like this like steel round thingy with a motorcycle thingy going inside. And then his brother, the owner's brother, is Jesse from Jesse and the Jackal.
Okay.
Super cool band, by the way. Yes, I actually know that kind of music, people. He will actually go and, like, host, like, contests and stuff. And they'll have, like, their own bourbon drink. And they'll, like, give out bourbon and da-da-da. Yeah. And then in the live show, the show that they had, like, you will see, like, some of the girls who go and try out to be bartenders for this event. If they were ugly, they were too fat or whatever, they'll get kicked out. And they'll, like, actually, like, live in, like, little houses on the premises. And then, like, he had cameras everywhere, and he'll actually like make sure they weren't stealing money, counting money, and like if he'll catch you, he'll kick you out on the spot.
Well,
you have to see it. Super cool show, and it's a shame that it burned down because they made a lot of money.
Well, it happens.
And the one thing you'll never guess what the one thing they'll always ruin, maybe like the 3-4 days of the festival.
What?
Thunderstorms.
Oh, of course. I mean, what do you expect?
Bike Week is supposedly have it always landed like during their biggest. Like storms of the month.
Oh wow! I've never seen that show. I might have to check it out.
You have to. And then the owner's wife, she was like a dancer, and she had like all these girls that would dance like burlesque and whatever on the stage.
Mm-hmm.
Super cool show. You have to see it.
I mean,
you're looking at me like, who are you right now?
I mean, I checked out a trailer today called Krampus.
The fuck is that?
So it's the director of Trick or Treat, which if you haven't watched that movie, you guys have to watch it.
Don't
I think on Netflix. It finds horror in Christmas.
Oh,
so
God.
Krampus is about a family that becomes disillusioned with the holiday spirit, and in doing so, accidentally summons the punishing shadow of Santa Claus. So basically, instead of wrap presents, Krampus has minions who help prepare his torment, and instead of dropping presents down the chimney, Krampus lowers a hook to snatch up naughty children.
That sounds horrible.
I'm dying to see that movie. It is basically the best Christmas movie ever.
Yes, Howard, I'm on the air right now. I will send you the text as soon as possible.
Okay.
Howard and I were gossiping right now.
Oh, okay. So, guess what?
What?
Take a piece of action. Green food. Skip across the whole sector from each other. Admiral, we have enemy ships. It's a trap!
That was the message that I was talking to Howard about.
That's why I played it.
It's a trap, people.
Do not send anything to nobody without a contract or without written permission that they're going to do something for you.
Or if they're saying that they're going to play your
You did enough. Just with that. That's enough, what I said.
Okay.
So basically, for all you kids out there listening to the show, because I know there's kids out there, we've been actually very good today. We haven't said any bad words.
I said the F word.
Oh, whatever. Well, you know what? Kids, you're old enough to know what the F word means. If you're not, I don't know why you're on the air.
It means fudge.
It's 8 o'clock at night. You're not supposed to be on the air anyways. I mean, that's
sleeping.
Yes. So when your parents say, tell me the truth, and you won't be punished because I've done the same thing.
We do that all the time.
Lie. Because it's a trap.
It's a trap.
They're going to smack you across the face. I don't do that. I just yell.
Or you could do what my son did to me once. He's like, can I get that in writing?
Yeah. At the Miles Edition says, when she asks if she looks fat in these clothes.
It's a trap.
It's a trap. Just don't answer.
Shout out to my unicorn. He's listening.
Oh, he is?
He just sent me a text. Shout out to unicorn. Love you, my uni.
And then, I'm just reading this because obviously it's part of the haunted thing. At DR00BS says, when you have enemy ships in Sector 47, it's a trap.
I don't get that.
That's exactly what the segment had to say. What do you say?
Oh.
Wow. With that, let's go to a quick commercial break before we do anything. For all my comic book fans out there that are looking for the hot spot in Miami to be able to buy your comic books on a weekly basis, you gotta check out Max Comics and Collectibles, located at 2678 Southwest 87th Avenue in Miami, Florida. Specializing in new and recent comic book issues and offering the best discounts on new and recent issues in South Florida, it's Max Comics, the only store that the EON Network shops for all the comic needs. Visit www.elementsonight.com for the full info of where you can find them. That's not counting me one thing. It's Loot Crate. It's Comic-Con in a box. Get your monthly subscription that includes DC, Marvel, Sci-Fi, Star Wars, video games, and much, much more. Visit www.elementsonight.com and click on the shop section for more information. It's Loot Crate. Comic-Con in a box. Left, right, up, down. Where it's left, right, up, down, and up, down. A, B, C. And then you get the extra character and all that stuff.
Oh, so Angel?
He's not Batman. No. I'm Batman.
Unicorn says he wants to go with us to the Comic-Con thing. Yes, we will pick you up.
He has a car.
However, if you're listening, you need to go either dressed as Fantasy.
You don't have to go dressed, but if you do go dressed.
Or, what was the other? Pirate.
Pirate.
Can you pull a pirate costume?
If they can't, well, then they can still go.
You know, we just draw him a patch.
There you go.
His eye. He has a beard.
So, I showed you something before we got on the
air.
Your
penis. Kidding.
Oh, my God. We're turning into that station we don't like.
This is what happens when I drink wine in the studio.
No. I showed you Black Nato. Or Black Nito.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Yes.
And he rides like Sharknado.
So basically, the Arrow Season 4 has Diggle's new costume showing. If you saw it, holy crap, you wish you didn't. If you didn't see it, go on our website because I already have it up there.
Don't. Save your
eyes.
It's
terrible.
It's horrible.
The guy has a helmet that's like Magneto's, but it covers more of his face.
No, you know what he looks like?
What?
You know that big bullet thing in the Mario game?
Yes.
That's what he looks like.
But no, how you have no superpowers. How are you going to listen or see what you're fighting against? He's going to get shot in the back.
Sooner. Oh, Angel says he'll go naked.
Okay.
With a sign that says, I'll be whatever you want.
So.
Actually, no. Fantasy, isn't a unicorn fantasy?
Yes.
You could buy the unicorn.
So, what's going to happen? Why would they do that to him?
I don't know. Maybe they casted him for a part that they thought they had, and they didn't. And instead of making him
he's been on the last three seasons.
They just gave. Okay, so this is what happened. He's like, "This is Mr. Director Person. I've been here for three seasons. I think it's time you make me a superhero."
Well, they're supposed to make. He's supposed to actually be the Green Lantern.
Far off.
Whatever. Yep, far off it. Mr. Robot, we saw it last week.
I didn't see it.
You didn't see it because you thought it was like Fight Club.
And you said?
It is, because I'm trying to say, for you to be talking to yourself and then hanging up the phone
yourself.
And then you're talking to yourself, you basically just did a whole entire Fight Club.
So spoiler alert, it's like Fight Club.
Yeah.
If you're too young to know what Fight Club was, rent it on Netflix or Redbox.
What happens is that basically they actually completed the whole entire mission. He actually did the signal out, but he doesn't remember anything. 3 days later, he wakes up in a car. And everything crashed. All the banks, everything. Nobody has any money. Everything went to crap. Everybody lost all their debt.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't do it with his team. So now they're thinking, the other guy did it.
The guy
who works for Evil Corp that killed a woman.
Oh,
they think he's the one who
the
did
Frenchy
it.
Guy.
He thinks he's the one that did it because he doesn't remember. So now it's a huge, that's why I want to see season two because I'm like, who's the one that initiated it?
I don't care.
So.
I so lost interest.
Monday Night Raw. We don't talk about wrestling here that much because Monday Night Raw saw a fan jump over a barricade and strut himself down the ring with Seth Rollins.
I didn't see it. Until
Seth Rollins goes, "Who the fuck are you?" and they pretty much tackled him.
Well, I have a similar story in the EDM world.
What?
During the Dubs festival, a fan actually made it to the stage, and you know how they have those pyrotechnic. He almost, like, he got inches from burning his whole body, right? And then he was dancing on stage and whatnot for, like, 2 minutes. And the security came to, like, tackle him down and bring him. And Doug was like, no, let him go. He actually made it to the stage to party with us. Let him be. So they let him dance on stage for, like, 15, 20 minutes. And then they asked him, to get out.
If that were happening to me, I would jump on a cannon from Life in Color and get shot in the air with all the paint.
You know, it's funny.
I'll probably die, but...
That guy, like, really loves Doug. He actually hurdled his way into the stage, almost got burned like a potato crisp to be with Doug. I would probably do that with Steve Aoki.
Yes, you would. It's pretty sad.
And now that I know Tati, it might become possible.
So, oh my god. The Big Bang Theory.
Yes.
The new season's coming
out. What do Sheldon and I have in common? Restraining
orders. The Big Bang Theory is going to feature a Star Wars Force Awakens storyline next season.
Yes.
Thank God.
Woo! I can't wait. Because
I'm happy.
Will Sheldon finally give Amy the ring?
I don't know.
I hope so.
I hope so, too. But you know what I want to talk about with Star Wars? Is I didn't know Force Friday was the last Friday. And I got there super late to Target. And I only got two little figures. And I'm like, what the hell is going on here? But I actually looked at the Black Series, which is the one that are $20. And they don't look that nice. They don't look like McFarlane toys. Like McFarlane, you know, it's all detailed. You can tell what it is.
Mm-hmm.
This is like cheapy, regular.
Okay, let me ask you something.
Toys.
McFarlane toys. How far back do they go? When did they first?
Spawn.
When did they first start coming out? Like what year?
No, like 95.
Oh, second. Okay. There goes my gears. Never
mind. No, it's Spawn. You know the Spawn figures, the old ones from Spawn. You know all the ones with the baseball players and all that. That's McFarlane. So, I don't know. What are you doing?
He's asking what are the options for the super car.
He can ask after the show's over. Can you give me the phone? You're done.
I'm interacting with our listeners.
So, I don't know. I don't think for $20 it's worth buying that type of figure.
You say this now. But then once you see the movie, you're going to cry like a little bitch because nobody has it.
No, but I have the regular figures.
No, you're fine.
That's fine. I'm not going to pay $20, and they're on eBay for $25, so you're not making that much money off of them.
You're good.
So I'm Gucci.
You're Gucci?
Yes.
Really?
Disney.
What about it? Rip off.
They want to charge more money now.
Rip off.
So now they have a thing called Fairy Tale Wishes.
The hell?
Yes. You know that little ferry boat that drives you from the transportation center to Magic Kingdom? Mm-hmm. Like, yay! Well, an hour before... You know, they do the little wishes, the little fireworks display. They're going to charge you $99 to go on the freaking boat.
To cut across to see the fireworks.
Because they're going to cut you across, they're going to see the fireworks. $99 per adult, $69 per kid. On top of that, they're going to give you desserts and drinks for free on the boat.
So you see the fireworks on the boat?
Yes.
That's retarded. Have you been on that boat?
But that's the best place to see the fireworks.
From the ocean.
From the
little lake.
Yes.
Yeah, granted. But have you seen that boat?
Mm-hmm.
As is, when you're in that little boat to actually go to the park during the day, everybody runs to the front of the flipping boat to take pictures of the castle.
No, but the cool thing about it is, check it out.
It's actually a cool part.
They're giving you desserts, and drinks.
That's not worth $99.
You're on the boat for like about an hour. Relax for a second. Hear me out. There's a contest going on while you're on the boat. Who pooped last? Because there's no freaking bathrooms in the damn boat.
There's no bathrooms.
So what's the point of that?
And you're in the middle of a flipping lake.
So you're going to give my two little kids
unlimited drinks
and dessert. And they're going to go, I got to go pee. You know what? I'm going to throw you in the water.
Yeah.
Pee in the water.
Pee in a cup.
Because that's exactly what's going to happen. That is going to be like what happened at Carnival Cruise Lines last year or 2 years ago when the boat freaking got stuck in the middle of the Gulf of Mexico.
That is such a retarded idea.
$100 per adult.
But you know why they're probably doing it? Because even without this thing, before back in the days, people will like go park
hopping. No, I understand that, but $100 per adult? That's like the same price as buying a one-day ticket.
Exactly.
Why would I do that? That is the most retarded thing in the world for me to do.
I'll get the hopper.
And remember that. For me to be on a boat to see the fireworks, I'd rather see it right there in front of me.
Of course.
Where I can
cartoon,
actually see everything, yeah.
You see the cartoon characters and all that stuff.
I remember when they did Wreck-It Ralph. I don't know if you ever saw that one. They actually had a Wreck-It Ralph one, and he starts breaking the castle. And the castle goes all down. And it turns black. And then
but yet, you own annual park passes to Universal.
Because Disney's too expensive. They can go kiss my freaking rear end. But yes. And because I want to kick him in the rear end. Guess what?
Justin Bieber arrested in Miami Beach for.
Now we do believe that Aaron Hernandez at the moment is being booked.
On Shia LaBeouf taken out of a Broadway theater in handcuffs after an outburst.
Boy, everyone is stupid except me.
You're a douchebag. Douchebag.
So before we get into your douchebag, my backseat co-host, Jeff, message, what if you get seasick and puke up the dessert? Do you get a refund? Probably not. They'll probably bag it up in a little Mickey bag and say, here you go.
There you go.
Souvenir.
So
take it home.
My douchebag of the week is no other than, is it a man, is it a woman? No, it's Caitlyn Jenner. I'm sorry. You go on Ellen, and you brought this up to me.
Yes.
You go on Ellen.
Because I was so livid.
And you say that you're not for gay marriage.
But yes.
But you're a woman who wants to be...
With a woman.
With a woman. So, you're a lesbian. But wait, you were a man before, so you're straight. But no, you're a guy who wants to be in women's clothing. Like, you're confused. And Ellen was actually on the Howard Stern show speaking about this. And she's like, you know what? Me and my wife are super happy. We enjoy our life. Words are like it. You're going to go kiss my vagina. She didn't say vagina, but pretty much it's like, what the hell is wrong with her? You know, I think that she should get locked up. I think all the Kardashians should be thrown into a... She's looking for an excuse not to get married. Yeah, true. But I mean, she's. I think they all should be locked up.
They're idiots. Like they are the only human beings on earth that are racking up money for being retarded. None of them have a form of education. None of them have real jobs. The only one that was an actual working Kardashian was her ex-husband, which was the lawyer in the O.J. Simpson trial.
Yep.
That is it. Her daughter became a whore because she did a porn video with that kid.
Which is terrible. Just to let you know.
It was boring. I was like, seriously?
Mm-hmm.
What the hell? Her putting on makeup was more exciting than her actually having sex. That in a sense. I mean, and then, you know, and then she was married when she was like 16. I mean, she's famous because she's scandalous.
Yep.
And her sisters trailed along.
The only one that really doesn't is Chloe, I think it is. She's the only one I think is normal because she dated freaking Lamar, and Lamar was a crackhead. But
so
but she dropped him. She dropped him.
Yeah, but then she's going on with that Frenchie guy, Frenchie Montana.
Whatever. But you don't hear that much about Khloe Kardashian.
No, she's not exciting.
I understand
she's
that.
She's not scandalous, so she's not making
but
money.
That's fine. She's not scandalous.
She's not the favorite one of the Kardashians.
But who cares? That's
she's
fine.
Not producing
so she's
money.
The only one that's normal. Because the other two daughters that are young as hell, they're both going to be whores. I'm sorry. One looks like the freaking mother of one of them.
Ew, why does he keep bringing this shit up? One night in China. Like, really? Really, Jeff? Really? Therapy?
One day. One day we'll know about one night in China.
Oh, one day I will relive that story.
But Caitlyn and the Kardashians, you are douchebag of the week.
And his son, Brody, for wanting to be a wannabe DJ and charging over $400
So for that, let's go to a quick commercial.
Hi, this is Victor J, and let me tell you about my favorite robots from Scarlet, Light of the Night. They are now available for all of your special events. For more information, go to www.lightofthenight.com. This is Vixen J, and I get all of my costumes for the festivals and Comic-Cons at Wonder Costumes, your one-stop shop for quality costumes at the best prices. They're serving customers in Miami and worldwide. This store is open year-round. You can follow them at www.wondercostumes.com.
Co-host. Yes.
He goes, I've been busy the last few weeks. I miss you guys. Need to make up for lost jokes. Miss you too! And keep them coming.
So, we asked our listeners on Facebook and Instagram to build their team. It's very simple. They had to choose one Marvel character, one DC character, one game character, and one anime character. And here are some of the results. Signed by Bauer, mm-hmm. which is one of your, fans, said, Two-Face, Iron Man, Master Chief from Halo, and Golden Frieza.
Ooh, that's a good team, John.
Mm-hmm. At Raw underscore Ass underscore Chico 305. Yes, that's the actual Instagram name.
Better than these nuts.
Says Superman, Wolverine, Ryu, and Goku.
I like him already.
Okay, before we go any farther, that video I sent you yesterday of like Bruce Cruz, we got little man.
He's like,
wonder who it's from. These nuts.
That was strong in every level.
At BJ underscore Murdoch says the team needs balance like the Fantastic Four. He didn't pick a team because he doesn't think he can pick one out of his mind. So, I don't know. And John Cannon, Boom Boom, said Green Lantern, Deadpool, Mario, and Sailor Moon.
He says that this is the fantasy football team for nerds. Yes, it is.
My team was Batman, Deadpool, Cloud Strife from Final Fantasy VII, and Pegasus Saint from Saint Seiya. That's where you know that somebody knows about video games and anime, when they go way beyond
normal anime. I think all those choices were really good.
Yeah, they were. Just mine went a little bit too far, farther than it's supposed to.
Yeah, you took this way too expensive.
I really actually sat there and understood.
Speaking of fantasy football, we also did that this Sunday.
We did our fantasy. That's why we didn't do anything, because we did our fantasy football draft. And I'm sorry to say, but Big and Slim, you're going down. All your people in your little group are going to go down. Byron, you're going to go down. I don't give a crap who you are. One of us is going to win because we're going to win that money.
I mean, we're playing through Yahoo Sports.
Yes.
And at the end, I don't know if you guys play fantasy football. Through Yahoo, they give you like a report card. And they give you like your best stats, where you're going to rank and whatnot. I got a B minus.
Good. I mean, they kind of freaked out when I picked up Sam Bradford. But you know what? I have my reasons.
They're giving me help for a certain football player. But whatever.
Oh, whatever. I mean, you can never really decide who's going to be in fantasy football. But you know what? You could decide. If you don't want to do fantasy football for the whole entire 16 weeks, we have something for you. It's called FanDuel, which yes. I'm actually doing right now. It's very simple. You go to FanDuel.com, click on the little microphone on the top right-hand corner, and type in promo code EONPHAZE. That's EONPHAZE. And they're going to match up your dollar for dollar up to $200 on your first deposit. So it's very simple. It's one-week fantasy leagues. You stay under the salary cap. You pick your players. You can play a bunch of different ones, and you actually win real money. They're gonna give out $3 billion. But mind you pick two for your quarterback, Eli Manning. Why is it Eli Manning breaks his knee next week? What's gonna happen?
There goes your football team. Okay, so he wants to know what were the choices again.
You had to pick up one Marvel character, one DC character, one game character, and one anime character.
In other words, you need to enunciate a little better.
Oh, I'm sorry that I'm so enthusiastic about everything going on.
They're called syllables. Use those. He says he's a fantasy guru.
Oh, okay.
Very nice.
Well, there we go. So he should join FanDuel.com and...
And use promo code EON?
EON Phase. There you go.
Hey, we have a promo code for everything.
Yeah, we do. We have one for Uber, Blue Crate,
Life in
Color,
Space, Heart.
Is he going to give our team?
I don't know. I see a little dog dancing. I think he's going
to
give it.
So I want to, before we go into our wonderful, did you know, I want to see if he has anything.
Oh, Oh, no, he has nothing.
He has nothing, of course not. So let's just get into our Did You Know.
Indulge yourself in the vast knowledge of time and space with Vixen J as she brings you Did You Know.
When you poop in your dreams, you poop for real.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Oh, a great Did You Know before you go on. Did you know that Vixen J...
He got it. He says, Superman, Hulk, Tommy Vercetti, and Voltron.
Oh.
Very Gucci.
Damn. You went to Voltron on that one.
You won, sir. You won.
The cool thing is that Vixen J, did you know that Vixen J had her paperwork backwards? Right,
yeah.
Now. So she's like, where's this Did You Know?
I don't see this in my script.
Right side.
There's two sides.
There you go. As long as when you say paper, because the producers are trying to buy us new stuff.
Well, last time we hadn't written it on toilet paper.
Yeah, we did.
That was
they didn't
bad.
Want to spurs on anything.
No, that was bad.
So,
all right, my Did You Know. Wait, where am I? Okay. Did you know that having Han Solo frozen in carbonite was in part due to the fact they were not sure if Harrison Ford would return on to a third film? Unless Hamill and Fisher, Ford had only signed for two films in the beginning.
Yep. So Hamill and Fisher was there for three, Ford only signed for two, so I'm like, and I don't even think he wants to be in this one. Like, to be honest, I think he wanted to be killed off.
No.
I think he's praying to God they go, look, just kill me in this movie.
No.
Like, can you guys just kill me? Like,
oh,
I don't
just
care.
As he knew that. Duh.
Of course he knows that. Well, do you want me to see the other one then?
Angel says that the commercials are loud compared to our voices.
Because you're not going forward to the microphone.
Because I'm not deep throating the mic.
So, you want me to do the second one?
Go ahead.
Did you know A Nightmare on Elm Street is based on a true story? A 12-year-old boy was having nightmares and tried to stay up. Of course, he failed because a 12-year-old boy can't do that. We've acknowledged that with our son. He woke up with four razor slashes on his chest. Mm-hmm. Police said it was self-inflicted.
Well, it could be. I mean, he wasn't sleeping.
Remember, four razor slashes, which is the four claws on Freddy.
Right.
So that's
but,
where they came out with the whole entire thing.
But it could. It makes sense because he wasn't sleeping. And he said that he knew that too.
You know what?
I think he should just start suggesting his Did
yes,
You Know.
Yes, he should. Actually, you know what? We should do that. We want you fans to suggest a Did You Know. It's very simple. Visit our website, go in the contact, and put Did You Know on the subject and submit one. If not, obviously, you know, if you know Vixen's Facebook or mine, and you want to DM us or something, go right ahead and...
Or in the voice of Angel, what's a Vixen?
What's a Vixen? What's a Did You Know?
Well... Unicorn says he can't wait for Star Wars. We can't wait for Star Wars either.
I don't think anybody can wait for Star Wars. I'm dying. I'm going to go dress that day in all my Star Wars gear. I'm buying a Jedi outfit.
Lies.
I'm going to do the whole entire Darth Maul type character.
Really?
But not Darth Maul, but like a different guy.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, God.
It's going to be pretty cool.
We're
going to
get arrested.
No, we're not. World of Warcraft.
What about it?
You've heard of it, right?
Yes.
Did you know that they lost 1.5 million people over the span of 3 months?
I'm sure.
I mean, they went from 7.1 million people to 5.6 million. I mean, I wouldn't want to play World of Warcraft anymore because it's $12 a month, number one.
Mm-hmm.
So why would you want to play that? What happened?
Did you know that a guy releases 200 to 400 million sperms at one time?
Oh, my God.
You did say to turn in,
yeah,
Did You
Know? I didn't know. Oh, shit. So, yeah, nobody wants to play World of Warcraft. Because you can play on the PS4, you can play Destiny, you can play Halo, you can play all these games online, and they're free. Even DC Universe Online is free to play on PS4 or Xbox. What happened though? Art. So, I don't know. If they're going to lose people. They're going to have to shut down very soon.
You know what game they should bring back that was a lot of fun?
Which one?
The one the kids were playing.
The Tycoon ones?
No, not the Tycoon. The Disney one that it was...
The Kinect Disney?
No. It was the one that had to go on like a missions and they had to build robots. that we were looking for, and then you said that they shut it down.
Oh, Toontown.
Toontown.
Yes. Well, they bought Club Penguin.
Yeah.
That's their Toontown.
I like Toontown
I know,
a lot better.
But they're not going to bring it back. And Konami has issued a warning to Metal Gear Solid 5, The Phantom Pain, players regarding a bug that could corrupt save files.
Nice.
So basically you're playing, it corrupts your save files, so all the games you have saved, guess what? Gone.
So did you know that unicorns are awesome?
Yes.
And that they should bring Spyro back. I agree. I like Spyro.
Spyro would be pretty cool.
Spyro's a cool game.
They should. Actually, I think that was for PlayStation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, PlayStation should bring it back. PlayStation should do something like they did with Xbox when they bought that Rare thing out with all the games from the past. Well, it's just like that. So basically with Metal Gear, the company website said that there's a bug can be triggered if you have Quiet as a buddy character while playing Mission 29 or 42. So to avoid this, don't bring Buddy, don't bring Quiet onto your Mission 29 or 42. Like literally, if you do it, it'll mess up all your game saves. You know what it is that I'll be playing Madden, you're already halfway through, and it corrupts everything? I'll cry.
That's right, the league starts tonight!
Oh, wow. So there we go.
Oh, shit!
The league is
starting
tonight.
I'm sorry for the outburst of squirrel. Jeffro, did you know I'm excited to watch the league tonight? Yes, it's tonight! I can't wait!
So...
Shiba!
I think it's the last season that they're doing it.
Shut up! Shut your mouth!
I don't know.
I need Andre in my life.
I have nothing else.
Now that the league is coming up, I have nothing.
So, thank you all for listening.
Once again, much appreciated. You really like me.
Go to our website, www.elementsonight.com, where you see all the crazy events we're going to be at.
Oh, it is the last season. Mother Fletcher.
See?
Oh.
Where can they follow you, Vixen, before I do the whole entire last 30 seconds out of my voice?
You guys can follow me on Instagram, VixenJ0601, on Twitter, VixenJ0601, and my Facebook is private.
You guys can follow me, very simple, Instagram and Twitter. It's the same thing. It's EO1Phase. That's EONPHAZE. Hooked on Phonics worked for me. I know you're going to say that. That's what I said before. You did. Ha. Huh? And you can follow the network at EON_network on both
now
Twitter.
Now I know how George fell with the whole $9.99 thing. Damn.
I don't even pay $9.99 for the network.
That's horrible.
Does anybody pay $9.99 for the network?
That's
no.
Wrong.
No, I'm sorry.
I wanted to say it.
Okay.
No, it's done.
You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at EONPHAZE. That's EONPHAZE.
Phonics
worked
for me.
Yay! Make sure you check out our website, www.elementsonight.com. Make sure you check out Max Comic Books, because you know what? If you need a place close by in Kendall or in Westchester or in Miami to buy your comics,
Cuba.
The best place to go is Max Comics.
The flea market. Sorry.
I like the flea market. Those people do not know how to take care of the comic books. So without further ado, that's all the time we have. We will be back next week, and for sure we will have interviews next week, because we're going this Saturday to UltraCon at the Adrian Art Center. So without further ado, bye everybody.
Bye.